morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Sherry, what's yours?
My favorite, I always wanted to be J. Jonah Jameson.
I wanted to
be a news editor.
No,
what?
That's,
I, that's me. I wanted to be the news guy.
No, you didn't. You're just making that up.
What do you mean? It'd be great. Daily Bugle. I want pictures of Spider-Man. See, I just did it.
Have a crew cut and a cigar.
Yeah. Give me them.
Unkempt eye. Your kids are always sweating.
I'm mad all the time, and I'll probably have a stroke soon.
Jesus Christ, you're so mad.
And his son ends up being Venom.
Don't go too deep. That was too deep.
Aw, spoiler alert.
Yeah, I had that on my DVR.
Aw.
Everybody knows that if you know anything about the comic book.
I didn't know that.
Comic book.
Did I say it that way?
You did.
Oh, fuck me.
The Philly came out again, Dutch. Every once in a while, the Philly comes out of Dutch. And it's
That's not a Philly thing. That's me not being able to speak correctly.
No, it sounds like me.
I have a comic book, my hoagie and a coke.
Go up to the puke news.
Puke news.
How I say it.
Puke news.
Say it.
Puke news. That's how you say it.
He says it.
Say bagel.
Puke news.
He said like a,
I said like poke nose. You said puke news.
No, you were saying poke nose.
Puke news.
Poke nose. I said it.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Time here on morelikeradio.com. You're listening to Dutch and Royce. I am Joel Dutch Van Wigren here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
Hi.
Johnny Cake Sanzeri.
Bonjour.
Sherry Dalai Lama.
It's me.
And super producer Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Number is 954-573-2780, or you can go to morelikeradio.com/live if you would like to jump in on the chat. If you're listening to the podcast and you weren't able to catch us live, that's where you would go every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight. And if you are listening to the podcast, you want to see the video and you weren't able to check out anything, go to Vimeo. Or all of our stuff is also on YouTube now, correct, Royce?
Yeah, it's all on YouTube. YouTube.com/morelikeradio.
YouTube Live, my friend.
And you can check out the video there if you don't have TuneIn. There's 1,001 ways to listen to us. I don't know why I keep plugging this nonsense. Mainly, I think it's for the new listeners who might be checking us out.
And the new time. And the nude listeners.
Well, yeah. Hey.
That's, yeah. Wish I had good improv, but I can't.
Fans launch petition. Nailed it. Fans launch petition to get Zack Snyder booted from the Justice League movies.
What?
Apparently, a lot of people. Yeah, apparently, I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it with an open mind because I might like it. But a lot of people did not like the new Batman Superman, and I'll use a quote that people are saying. Batman versus Superman, yawn of justice.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, they say it's basically, I haven't seen it yet, but some review said it's basically a 2-hour political drama starring superheroes.
Oh, and, shut up. Oh, you think that's how it's going to be for Civil War?
I don't know, but all I know is
Snyder doing that one too?
No, thank God.
From what I've heard, Ben Affleck was a pretty good Batman. That's the one thing that has been consistent. Everyone said Ben Affleck actually did a good job as Batman, so he wasn't correct. The issue.
Did they have an issue with the editing, the directing? What's
they
going
had
on?
An issue with...
Yes.
A lot of people, from what I've heard, I haven't seen it yet, said that they did not like Jesse Eisenberg as Lex because he was basically just acting like Heath Ledger's Joker, and it was weird.
Hmm. For those of you who don't know, by the way, yeah, that just came out this weekend.
Yeah, so I haven't seen it yet. I wanted to see it. I'm going to see it, of course.
Everybody knows my reservations. I always thought that was the stupid. When they merged those two roles in the comic books, even as a kid, I thought that was the stupidest thing in the world.
Well, yeah. So apparently there's a petition now. People want him out of there. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on it. But the complaints are, well, Rotten Tomato, the critics smashed it.
Really?
Yeah, on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, because you know Rotten Tomatoes has two different scores, how they have, you know, the critics scores.
You got to kind of take a median in between the two.
Right, exactly. So for Batman, Superman, Yawn of Justice, it's at 29% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
What about the fan side?
I'm gonna, but here we go. But 72% of the audience like it. That's a big discrepancy, right?
All I know is when it first came out, I saw someone had posted a pic, but it was tied for The Room as far as it was like 34% at the time, and The Room has 34%.
Right.
Oh, so. Fuck.
Well, apparently everyone liked 10 Cloverfield Lane.
That was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I heard it was good. Deadpool's still doing pretty good. That has 83% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Still haven't seen that yet.
Aren't they supposed
bad.
To be hitting like $1 billion soon?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest R. No, it is now the biggest
it
R-rated.
Is the biggest, yeah.
Biggest R-rated film of all time, Deadpool. It was really good. It was really, really good.
The biggest of all time?
Yes.
R-rated. Yes. R-rated, yes.
Wow.
So that says something, right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who took it out of the lead?
It beat out the last R-rated movie. Was it, I want to say, was it 300?
Oh, shit. I forgot about that movie.
That was R-rated?
Yeah, 300 was R-rated.
You kidding me?
There was tits. And blood.
And The Matrix was R-rated, too.
Was it?
Yes, it was. 100% positive.
It was The Matrix Reloaded. Was that R?
Yes. All the Matrix movies are rated R.
And now all the Wachowski siblings are now daughters.
Yes, both of the Wachowski brothers are now Wachowski sisters. They both changed.
They both transitioned?
Yes, both of them.
Wait, what?
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, do you think the first one was kind of like egging on the other one? Come on, man. You don't need your dick. Come on.
I don't think that's how
it
works.
Come with me.
I think some people have different gender roles and they choose what they like. I don't think they just, you don't, no one's going to edge you on to cut your penis off, you know?
You don't know that.
Oh, yeah, Dutch, why don't you cut your dick off? All the cool people are doing it.
My brother convinced me to jump out of a tree onto the trampoline.
That's a good decision.
I did that, and then I didn't really hurt myself. Like, I hurt myself a little bit because I kind of belly flopped on it. Mm-hmm. And then he jumped out of the tree on the trampoline and snapped his femur in half.
Wow, oof. They really do not look like men anymore.
No, they don't.
They both transitioned. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I don't know how to spell Wachowski.
I spelt it wrong and Google corrected it for me.
I am probably so far.
There's like
off.
A CH in there somewhere.
Murray Wachovia Bank doesn't even exist anymore. they both identify as women now.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
good for them, I guess.
Yeah, good for them. I don't
and
care.
One and one has
honestly
troll hair.
Maybe that's the reason that the last shit they've done's been so terrible, because they used to be really good and everything.
And now they're always on their period.
No.
Are they gonna make blood from complications?
Are they going to make 70% of what they used to make now?
Yeah, that's right. Good point. Yeah, that's a good joke, Mitch. They have to fucking take it. That was like a Red Eye joke. Have you been watching Red Eye, Mitch? Come on,
yeah, I remember,
get out of here.
That show is unwatchable now.
I haven't tried to watch it. I couldn't tell you.
When Greg Gutfeld hosted it, it had that goofiness to it. Now it's they're trying too hard.
I haven't seen it
in
years.
It's not good because Greg doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, Greg was good. But yeah, anyway, back to the Wachowski brothers, because they had that show on Netflix, Sense8 or Sense or some shit.
Oh, that's them?
That's them, yeah.
Because of The Matrix, I think they got they had the M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong pass for a little while there, where people were like, when you put out a great couple of movies, then you kind of get carte blanche until people are like, oh, this guy stinks.
Come on, name one Shyamalan movie that's good. None of them are.
No, that's not true. Unbreakable was really good.
Okay,
Sixth Sense is considered one of the biggest twist movies of all time.
Yeah, but
okay, there's two.
My point is that Matrix was considered groundbreaking. Sixth Sense was considered. That's my point. Is that like you get a couple of like things where people are like, whoa, what the fuck? And then they give you carte blanche, just keep making movies. And then
the Wachowski
brothers, the Village comes out and you're like, what the fuck is this?
The Wachowski brothers had The Matrix, and then they had V for Vendetta, which was them. And that was good, too.
There you go. Yeah, that one, too.
But then after that, it was just garbage. And I like them. I mean, I was a fucking Matrix fanboy.
Oh, Lawrence.
The last Matrix, I let me down.
Of course.
Lawrence, a.k.a. Larry Wachowski, turned into Lana.
Oh, really?
Ah!
Lana!
What?
I'm the one. But yeah, Unbreakable's really good, Rorschach. Yeah, I agree. Unbreakable's a really one of the better super. That was a great superhero movie before superhero movies were really going around. It was Bruce Willis and Sam Jackson as Mr. Glass. Fucking
and
great.
Like they just did what was it? It wasn't DC or Marvel. They just made generic superheroes, right?
I don't know.
Like
about.
For the
it
comic
wasn't
book
like a superhero movie, but the whole idea was that he had superpowers. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and he and Sammy was a villain.
Okay, so Lily was the other one, and she transitioned just this month.
So just recently,
like just this month.
Okay.
Wow.
Lana transitioned in the early 2000s. Lana!
Lily
just
the one with the glasses.
Yes.
Lily legs.
I think Lana is the one with the pink dreadlocks. I think Lana's the one with the pink dreadlocks.
What's that even from? I forget.
Doc
Blazing Saddles, man. Come on.
Saddles, I'm sorry. I knew what it was. I couldn't place it.
Doc said, I feel like the first like the first trans Wachowski is looking at the second trans Wachowski going, what the fuck? Quit copying me, bro.
Quit copying me, sis.
That, oh, good point. Yeah, that's right. Quit copying me, sis. But yeah, I guess maybe now they'll go back to making good movies. Possibly. By the way, fucking, since we're talking about this stuff.
There it is.
Daredevil was so good. Season 2 of Daredevil.
Yes.
I started. You already watched the whole thing?
Oh, dude. We fucking blew through. It was so good.
I watched the first episode.
If Punisher does not get his own spinoff series, because what's Shane from The Walking Dead played the Punisher? God damn, is that guy a good actor? Him acting with D'Onofrio was really good.
I didn't even think D'Onofrio was going to be in this one.
Yeah, no, he
Whoa!
Was.
Whoa! Spoiler, dick fuck.
It came out like
Whoa!
Two. Hey, you had 2 weeks, homeboy. 2 weeks.
I don't read all the shit you read.
It was really good anyway.
I gotta still catch up with the first season.
Well,
I've only
fucking
seen
watch Daredevil.
Do it.
Don't tell me what to do.
And then they had a trailer for Luke Cage at the end, which looks pretty good, too.
I couldn't have cared about Elektra any less, but I was all about the Punisher.
Punisher was so good.
Punisher was the best ever. And he sucked as Shane, but he's really good as the Punisher.
It was hard.
I liked him as Shane.
By the way, it was hard R. I mean, I'm talking bloody and fucking ridiculous this season. But really, really good.
Okay. Well, enough with the shows that we're all catching up on. What did you guys do this weekend?
Remember, it was Easter.
Oh, on Friday, I went over to my pal Joe's house and his buddy Jack came over and I texted you, Dutch.
Are you out with Joe?
Yes, that one. I texted you, Dutch, because we set up our computers like a bunch of 16-year-olds and played StarCraft in a room.
Well, I jumped on and you,
I invited you.
I wasn't on that. I was on.
Yeah, I saw you were on something else.
Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, that's great. And I looked it up and that's fine, but we're still playing StarCraft. Okay, get with it.
StarCraft, I'm so bad now, I'm sure.
No, you're so are we. So are we. All we do is we team up and we go against hard AI. It's actually fun.
Okay.
So next time fucking hop on.
You didn't tell me all y'all were dude, I wanna join the spinster circle.
Dude, I'm telling
that
you.
That would have been fun. Like a bunch of old ladies hanging out and just playing games.
That's what we were doing. We're just hanging out.
Playing like bridge.
Drinking. I thought it was just you.
No, hanging out, drinking.
They had a full LAN party.
Yeah, that's we awesome. Set up a room. It was so old school.
Next time, just text me and say LAN party, jump
okay,
on.
Okay, I will. We might have one this week. I'll let you know.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, I don't know. I haven't played it in a while, but I was like, fuck it. And then, you know, it's one of those games. You know how StarCraft is. You can not play for a year, and then after you play for like 10 minutes, you're like, fuck, I really got to play StarCraft because it's really fun.
That was one of the few video games that I got in on, like, right when it came out.
It's back that's,
when I think it came out, like, what, 97, 98-ish?
The original one? Yeah, around there.
Yeah. I remember being, like, middle school when I first played it and then just being hooked ever since.
I used to love playing Command & Conquer Red Alert. Like, that
Yeah, that game,
game
was awesome.
Which is similar.
But StarCraft is the same type of idea where basically it was, you know, you run a base and it's a real-time strategy. StarCraft, they simplified it, whereas Command & Conquer, there was too many units. There's too much shit going on.
Yes, Marie?
Can I
construct additional pylons? Yes, you have to.
How is it that no one gets annoyed that every 2 seconds in the game StarCraft, they say, your allies are being attacked?
Oh, Marie gets...
That's StarCraft.
Yeah, Marie gets mad because she keeps hearing your allies are being attacked. Your ally's base is under attack.
Attacked, yeah. That means you're not playing as a good teammate, Royce. If that's
no. Said. No, to be fair, my ally was an AI. I was just fucking around.
Oh, so, okay.
Doesn't matter. They sucked.
It wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shut up.
This is what you need to do next time, Marie. Just stick your head in and be like, be a good teammate, and then run out.
Okay.
Don't do that. Why do you do that, Dutch?
I'm going to do that next
that's
time.
That's not fair.
I'm going to do that next time. Because I'm tired of your allies being attacked.
I can't build here.
Marie, you should just walk in with like a handful of dice, throw them at Royce, and go roll for initiative, and then just leave.
Oh, could
jacked
you,
up and good to go.
Dutch, we have a Facebook group, the three of us, Jack, Joe, and I, and then we were just at one point sending voice notes of just...
I join as Jill?
Little sayings were great.
Can you guys just like... text me things that I should tell Royce
when need he's something blowed up
when he's playing Star, because I don't know a good like gamer thing to say about StarCraft.
Oh, I'm going to make your life miserable, Royce.
Okay, don't
so
worry.
Just tell me to tell him things, and I will say.
Oh,
them.
I will.
So, because I just stop letting your allies
spawn your hatchlings, noob.
Ooh,
additional supply depots required.
Required. Yeah, there you go.
It's awful. It's totally awful.
So, Royce, did you guys like the Star Wars one that was kind of like Command & Conquer?
Insufficient Vespene gas. What?
Star Wars, remember Star Wars made one?
I know they did. I never played it, though. I know Halo made one, too, but I never played it. So I never... No, But those are the kind of games that I could just sit
you
and
require play additional pylons.
Okay. Yeah, but anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, so that's what I did Friday. Saturday, we just hung out. Did
Rorschach
watch a movie?
Says, you want a piece of me, little boy?
No, he knows you want a piece of me, boy. He knows. He plays. Rorschach plays.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The Britney Spears song, too.
Oh, shit.
You want a piece of me. You want a piece of me.
It's not the same thing.
It's good. It's a good one.
Mitch, no. you don't play StarCraft at all, do you?
No, I used to play it a long time ago. I haven't played it recently.
Yeah.
I was always Protoss.
Mall's
they're
saying,
the most
I should
expensive,
say, do
but
a barrel
they have
roll?
The most power if you built them up right.
Exactly. Less units, but more bang for your buck.
Is it annoying if I tell you to tell things from different games?
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
I have no idea what StarCraft is about.
It's about
you
awesome.
You want to know what game that I bought that is... stupid but kind of fun.
Leisure Suit Larry.
It's this stupid Steam game, and it's just like mini golf.
You play the worst things. You're like the worst
no,
person.
It's actually really
you do
fun.
The worst things.
They only have two levels, but like you can change your ball shape. So you can have an egg shape, or you can have a cube shape. You can change the gravity. You can make it bounce. It's actually pretty fun.
You understand?
That sounds a lot like Goat Simulator.
Do you understand that Mitch is
kind of.
Mitch is so his Mitch is such an old man because that's what he is in his head. That
he's
like,
an old young man.
I found this game. It's called Solitaire. You could make the cards bounce out at you.
Here's the thing, though. Like that, you said a Steam game. So this is a game you have to play on your PC. This isn't like an app game on your phone where you're taking a shit.
No, it's just a PC game.
No, he shits with his laptop.
But you play StarCraft on your phone?
No, what? I'm not a guy.
So what are you talking about?
Exactly.
That?
This game you're talking about has two levels. That's a phone game.
It's an early release, and it's only like $6. It's fun. Shut the fuck up.
It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
$6. I would never pay anything for. Dude, the majority of games that you have out there are free and they have in-app purchases. That's where they make the most amount of money.
This
that's
one doesn't have
Heroes of the Storm.
Purchases.
That's where it's at, baby.
I've been playing the Division.
That game is awesome.
It's really fun.
What's the Division?
It's the okay. It's
a fancy Ubisoft game.
Yeah.
It's like multiplication except the opposite.
No, we're not talking about that.
So I just want to real quick before you get into it, all of those promo videos that they shot for The Division, mm-hmm. they actually shot them here in town. And
really?
I know like half of the people that are in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, then get some fucking interviews.
So, well, they're nobodies.
Gray State.
So
kind of.
No. So The Division is a game. It's kind of like Skyrim meets a Call of Duty game.
You said duty.
I know, but like it's open world, so you play with other people. Like it's a New York that's been like a virus killed a bunch of people, So okay. you level up your character, you level up your guns. It's like an online RPG, but it's also a shooter. It's a pretty cool concept.
It's a shooter, okay.
Yeah. It's third person view. Ooh. But yeah, it's not first.
It's like a Grand Theft Auto kind of feel.
Sort of, yeah. Sort of, but the leveling up is more like RPG where you have different armor and shit like that.
Okay.
And guns and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun. Yes,
we're talking about like video games. First of all, I can't do console because I'm half retarded when it comes to my thumbs. So I can't do console gaming type of shit with whether it be anything, whether it be, you know, Tiger Woods Golf to Modern Warfare to whatever. I can't do those. I will murder anybody with a PC game though, like with a keyboard and a mouse.
Like Counter Strike?
I can't do that either. Oh wait, no, Counter Strike
PC game.
Oh okay. Yeah, sorry for a second. I thought it was like another level of No, Counter Strike is a okay. Yeah,
it's a PC game.
That's a shooter game. I can do that, but I can't do it with an actual console game. Anybody else? Can anybody do console gaming?
I think
it's half impossible.
Oh, dude, are you crazy? I prefer a joystick for certain games all the time. Like some games that I get
joystick. How old are you?
Well, you know what I mean. Fucking my Xbox controller. A joystick. I prefer a joystick.
Yes. Like X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, old game?
No, I prefer...
I used to rule that one.
That was okay. So did I, but I had a joystick, yes. And, but
you're talking about the thumbsticks.
Right, of course. And I like playing with those. Like, I'll plug my Xbox 360 controller to my computer when I, like, download Fallout, because I don't want to pay for it, and play that. Because
see,
I almost
thought about getting one of those. I think I forget about the company. It's like Mobis or something like that, where you can plug in a mouse and keyboard to a console.
Yeah, that works.
Is that cheating though?
It is cheating for shooters because it makes sniping a lot easier when you got a mouse because you just point it at someone's head and click.
Right, but otherwise I'm a retard who's running into a wall.
Well,
like
fucking-
I'm not. I can't do that.
Like I've never had a problem with controllers.
Like, just like the pool.
I'm that guy. I'm the one who just.
Oh.
I'm always running into walls, or I get stuck looking at the ceiling or a tree, and I'm walking in the wrong direction.
That's
terrible at video games. I'm the worst.
My favorite is Yoshi's Story on N64. I kicked that game's ass.
I tried to get Sherry to play Grand Theft Auto one time, GTA 5. Because I'm like, I'm going to make you dinner tonight, and I want you to play Grand Theft Auto. And she couldn't get past the tutorial mission.
Yeah, well, maybe if we were stealing pretty jewelry instead of cars, we'd pay attention more.
Or if I was picking up hookers and doing them on the beach.
Or that, too.
Yeah, you had to pass the tutorial first.
You just lose me at the car. I don't care about cars.
You
want to
bang hookers on a beach?
Do you not?
You don't?
What are you, the gay?
What? I like how they're referred to as a singular unit now, but
yeah, you said unit.
I think I'm, because dude, I've never been called more homophobic slurs than when I attempted to play, Modern Warfare, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, on like Xbox Live. I had 12-year-olds call me fags like every 3 seconds, and I couldn't take it. I've been called everything on this show.
Stop camping, noob. Stop camping, you fucking queer.
No, their whole thing was just like, yeah, Joel. They kept yelling, Joel, don't you faggot. What are you doing? And I'm looking at the sky.
And you're panicking.
No, to me, the worst ones are the ones that have their headsets on, but they have the volume too loud. So then you hear the echo of their game. And I want to fucking murder. Oh, the other day I was playing.
They start singing.
I was playing and there was someone on the team who definitely wasn't black, but kept saying, yo, nigga, come over here, nigga. Hey, nigga, come over here, nigga. And I'm like, what are you doing? And then he said, oh, wet them niggas up instead of shoot them. He's like, wet them niggas up. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy talking?
You're a white guy from Ohio.
Wait, yeah. I know who you were playing. You were playing people against that were on a previous show that used to be on More Like Radio.
Playing the red show. I was actually just playing some dude who was a wigger.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
See, let me teach you something about funny, Sherry.
I thought
it
would have
been hilarious
something.
If you would have just said the red show right away. Mm-hmm. It would have been a great slam. It would have been very, but then you were all vague about it, and we all were like,
yeah.
Huh?
I know. It's because I'm the nice one on the show.
Yeah, but then why bring it up in the first place? Either be all in and be a dick like I have been for years,
go
or don't
hard
do it at all.
Or go home.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's hard to be funny and Pinterest at the same time.
Are you Pinteresting?
I don't know what you're talking. No, I'm not.
Are you?
You have two tabs open.
Speaking of
I
video games.
I have five tabs
you
open.
You have five tabs open. Okay.
Speaking of video games, Mitch, have you finally started playing Minecraft and stopped watching videos about it?
I downloaded a copy of it and I played it for a couple days, but I just don't have the time to dedicate to actually do anything in it.
I still don't understand what that game's about.
You build stuff.
It's like Legos, but like on the computer.
Yeah, I get that aspect. Like, why watch other people build Legos, though?
Because the people that I watch are, they swear and they cuss and they call each other faggots and assholes and shit. It's funny.
Mitch has been watching them so long that he's been watching them since two of their child.
One
of their child has been born.
Wait, so this is like a serial thing where like you get to know the people who are playing?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It's like a podcast, but then Minecraft is in the background.
I refer to them as his friends. I'm like, how are your friends today? And he's like, oh, good.
Why are you looking at me like
that?
Hold
on. I didn't realize that this was that deep.
These people, they make
videos. Weird, buddy.
They're basically professional YouTubers. So they play video games and they post them online and they have basically seasons that they do.
Didn't you watch that episode of South Park?
If only he cared about our show like he cares about that show, it would be amazing. We would have such a great show.
That's the problem.
Our show would be so good. It would be so good if he cared. What if if I play Minecraft in the background, will you fucking start doing work?
No, because you're not funny.
See, he's so mean. He's so mean.
No love.
I'm sure if I were to watch one of these videos, I probably wouldn't find them. Because it's like you have to play the game, I'm sure, to get a context of what they're saying. It'd be one thing.
No, because they're not talking about the game.
No, because every once in a while I'll be sitting next to him just like we are now, and I'll be on Pinterest or I'll be editing photos or something, and he'll be watching Minecraft and I'll like laugh, and he goes, were you laughing at Minecraft? And I'm like, no, I wasn't.
She has laughed at the things she said before, and then she gets all embarrassed and upset because she laughed at something they said because it was actually funny. She gets all mad.
Oh, she doesn't want to give you any.
She doesn't want to give me anything. And then they say something funny, and then she gets mad at herself.
I do.
But I mean, these same guys, they play, you know, Grand Theft Auto, and they do videos on that.
They also play really stupid things.
That's where I found this golf game.
It's all making sense.
Sure is.
I don't.
What? What's wrong? What's wrong, Judge?
You mad?
Do you want me to start sending you links?
What's my name again?
Dutch.
Judge.
Dutch. How about
because he's got a weird personality, and I understand why he's got as many views. I've seen his videos. I don't have to understand what they're doing, but what Mitch is describing is like I don't think he's funny, but I see why the people would find him entertaining.
Why?
He's like the Adult Swim of YouTube, where it's just like ADD humor. And I don't like that type of stuff. I don't get it.
Well, yeah, I don't get it either. But I get it, but I don't like it. If it makes sense.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
So.
Are we still talking about
video
games?
With me, the problem is like when you're looking for video game stuff, like let's say I get stuck in a game and I look for a video. Instead of like just really quickly explaining how to do it, there'll be a guy who goes, "Hey, it's Extreme Gamer 6969. What's up, guys?
Another video. I can't stand it.
Make sure you hit subscribe. All right. So last week I was talking to you about. Then I'm like fast forwarding. I'm like, how the fuck do you solve the puzzle? I don't fucking care. Just get to it,
dude. That happens to me on a daily basis because I have a phone app game that I play called Heroes Charge. I have a couple of games that are just really lame that are like my take a dump games.
Mm-hmm. Candy Crush.
But now they started out that way. And now they are, every time I have a free moment, I need to level up my guy games. So I have two of them that I play. It's called Dragon Soul and Heroes Charge. They're both the exact same game where basically it's like it's five guys that co against each other and they kind of fight. And there's like 1,000 different heroes and you can. And so I have found myself doing exactly what we were talking about, Royce, just
where you go on YouTube and you're like, okay, I can't beat this level. Which heroes should I use? Right. What should I do? I need to, you know, do I need to level up their this skill, that skill, or whatever? And it's always the same thing, like, hey everybody, look what you've described it. And then yeah, a minute and a half later, so let's get into Heroes Charge. And half of them have like this weird radio guy delivery, and it's like, ew, it exists here too.
Yeah, that
like, we've been trashing radio for years, and the fact that a lot of these that's just a broadcasting thing, I feel.
That and the one and the guys that just play, you know, like the PewDiePie ones, but not him, but there's the ones that just play the games and, you know, they think they're funny, like they really try hard to be funny, and it's just so, it's so bad, you know? Or the ones that just scream because they think that's funny, screaming all the time.
Right.
Oh. How about those bloggers that post stories before the recipe? Losers.
Fuck those people. I just want to know how to make this chicken carbonara.
All right.
I want to know how your fucking kids felt about it.
I am glad that you brought this up because I had this talk.
All I want to make is a grilled cheese sandwich on ciabatta bread.
If you ever go. Yes. Hold on.
The only thing I could relate to.
Wait. If you ever.
If you ever go. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
If you ever go online to look for a recipe.
Okay.
You know, all you want is like the ingredients and how to do it. But every time you go, it's like an entire like fucking page blog of explaining the whole thing. And then you finally get to the ingredients. So you have
to hear from Marie.
Yes, go ahead.
There's a reason for it.
I don't care.
Here's the business explanation of why that happens and why you just got to deal with it. It's called search engine optimizations. They're putting in a whole storyline before that so that their recipe ranks above everybody else's recipe, so you find their recipe first. That's why they do it.
How did the story make that rank above it?
Because when you only do a recipe, you only have a few keywords of whatever's actually in the recipe and how to do it. By putting in the storyline, they give you a whole bunch of context of how to use the recipe, when they use the recipe, any other additional
like amazing,
stuff.
Amazing, delicious.
It's a tactic for search engine optimization so that their stupid chicken recipe ranks higher than anyone else's stupid chicken recipe.
But why
don't
they put the ingredients at the top and put all the crap underneath it?
They're putting the keywords that are most important at the top of the page where it ranks higher.
I mean, that's very intelligent, but I only want the recipes that show me good pictures. If your picture sucks, I don't want to cook your food.
That's a good point.
One of the most brilliant thing I've seen is the people who do the recipe thing where it's an overhead shot of what they're mixing and it's like a fast forward video of what the ingredients and
that's what it should be.
Hold on. You know, I have an idea for this and I never said it on air.
Now it's going to be stolen.
No, patent pending. Fucking what's today's date? Today is March 29th. No one's done it yet. So here's what I want.
Super producer Phil Lord is going to steal this from you just like he did the African American.
I know. So anyway.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He did an African American joke in an episode.
Were you not here?
No. He did an African
black hole. No, don't you mean African American holes?
Yes. Yeah. Recently.
How dare you?
He did that on Last Man on Earth a couple weeks ago.
Joel, if you showed up for the show once in a while.
Hey, I was on the road making money. Making a lot more money than you, bitch. Actually, not so
turning
much.
Tricks.
Here's what I wanted to do.
Doing it because otherwise I'd get fired.
I wanted to do that over the top video where they show the food being made, you know?
The tasty sale videos.
And they
call them tasty sale videos because tasty.
All you see is the food and then the hands, you know? So I wanted someone to be making something. And
he was using his hands a lot?
Yeah.
Hands.
So when he's doing it, he cuts himself, and then throughout the video, he keeps bleeding more and more, but he doesn't stop making the food until the end.
You want to do this, or you?
I want to do this. I want to make the video.
That was pretty funny.
I want to make the video, and then he falls off. He paints all over whatever food he's making at the end.
I really like this idea, but I feel, I'm not saying that it's been done before, but I feel like I've seen something similar to it.
It cannot have been done before.
I'm not saying that it has been done before, but I
that'd
like
be
it.
Very
though.
Funny, man.
I like it.
I think you should.
I want to do that so bad.
that would, because everybody knows those videos. Nobody's really made like a funny, just parody version of that. That's dude. Do it.
I want to do it. I really do. I need to figure out how to.
Just mount a smartphone.
Yeah, and blood. And what about blood?
No, you got a nice camera. You can do it.
And what about blood?
What about blood?
We need a lot of blood for this.
Cornstarch and red food coloring.
You just need a hose and a bag, and you can duct tape the hose to the bag. It's just a Ziploc bag, and you can just squirt the blood. Just tape the hose under your hand So you cut, you know, something. It doesn't even have to, you don't even have to cut yourself, but just you move your hand real quick and start squirting blood.
Right.
So it's, right, because
everything's in fast motion.
Yeah.
Apparently, Maul says How To Basic is the best place for recipes.
There's okay. like a million places for recipes.
But that whole genre of overhead shot, hands, mixing bowl, that's funny, man. You should do it.
Yeah, I know. I want to.
Tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow.
Maybe I should do it first.
Well, fine. I don't care. You do it.
You have better. No, I need you to do my company's videos first.
Yeah.
Those will actually pay.
Yeah.
He said doo-doo.
Wedding money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you never asked anyone else what they did this weekend?
Usually that's when they're supposed to jump in with their things. Cakes, what'd you do this weekend? And by the way, when I say what'd you do this weekend, it's not talking directly to you, Marie, you self-centered idiot. It's talking to the group as a general.
Fine.
Cakes.
I made an
Why
Easter
Why do you get so weird in here?
I don't know, because you yell
Because
at
you
me?
Keep talking over John. He's trying to pour his heart out.
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
Weekend.
Johnny and it's Cakes. Just...
Go ahead. You shut your fucking mouth for a second, Dutch.
You idiot.
Fucking idiot. Go ahead, John. You talk. Don't let Dutch bully you.
I made an
You know, Easter Dutch, it's like he's trying to tell a story and you just keep steamrolling over. That's horseshit, Dutch. That's goddamn... I'm sorry. You know what? I'm trying to offend you, John, and I apologize. Go ahead.
I made an Easter...
Because
Easter
Marie, sorry, Marie, dude, he has a voice.
I was trying to say I was sorry and then you just got mad.
He has a voice and it matters, guys.
It just got weird in here and I was trying to make sure that everybody had their say. Go ahead, Cakes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I made an Easter basket for my niece.
Aww.
But I couldn't be there to see her open it or look in it or use it because I had to work.
Aww. Is Easter a big thing in your family?
No, but any holiday that involves little children, now that my brother has said child, has to be.
Said child?
Yeah. Oh, and
that
sentence
made zero sense, buddy.
I didn't even.
Wait. So,
and I also fixed a lot of appliances in my house. Wait,
hold on. So, your brother has said child, which first of all wasn't said before, so you can't use that sentence.
Yeah, you can't say said
in
child
in that context because it wasn't said ever.
Right.
So because your brother has said child, which apparently there's a junior situation going on. Mm-hmm. Now that kid things mean more?
I guess, you know, like
No,
Christmas.
You tell me. I'm confused.
Can somebody get us a Navajo wind talker so maybe we could figure this out?
Yeah, or a John Dictionary? I don't know what's
apparently
going on.
His brother had a right said Fred child.
Got it.
Oh, my God.
Makes sense.
Who enjoys Easter baskets.
I got
baskets.
Flustered because everyone kept on talking over me.
Oh, don't blame us. Don't blame us because you're a big fan of right said Fred.
Well, who isn't?
John, maybe try telling your story again. How about that?
Okay. So my brother has a child who is my niece. And so I made an Easter basket late night because I knew I wasn't going to be there to present it to her.
No,
and in the meantime,
so
while that was all going
when you do
on,
like that, I had a kid.
My freezer went out, my heater went out, and my pool pump went out. So I fixed all of these things over the weekend.
Oh,
so basically you're saying your electricity went out. My shirt's
so no, just my freezer, which, by the way, is like a $10,000 freezer, so I couldn't just like replace it.
No. Did your electricity go out and then you just turned electricity on and then all three were fixed? Or did each individual unit go out?
I would fix one and another one would go out because everything in the house is like over 20 years old.
Did you say a $10,000 refrigerator?
Yeah,
look it up. Sub-Zero.
Way too expensive.
Why?
Why is it $10,000? What does it do? Does it blow me? Because that's the only reason for fucking fridge.
Yeah, does it actually make living snowmen?
Can I walk in it? Is it like a walk-in closet?
Yeah, walk-in freezers are awesome.
I actually don't know why it's worth $10,000, but apparently it's
not
like
worth $10,000. That's what someone
look up Sub-Zero. Look up Sub-Zero refrigerators.
Okay, I'm looking it up. Hold on.
Mortal Kombat
yes,
stuff right
thank
now.
You. Same thing, Dutch. I was going to say, I'll keep putting up fatalities, and I don't know what that means. Explain, John.
Hadouken!
So $10,000 refrigerator. It's the wrong noise. See, we're
and it was
wrong.
From nine. And so the motor, the original motor went out. So I fixed that, and then
motor
my my water heater. Well, I purchased a motor.
So you replaced it.
Yeah, I replaced the motor. You know, I took out.
Well, I was checking. I didn't know because like some people know how to fix that kind of stuff. I didn't know if you were handy with that kind of shit. Because the next time you're out here, I'd be like, "Hey, fix this for me."
But John's always handy. John's giving
you're
out
a replacer, not a fixer.
John's giving
I'm actually pretty handy when you think about it.
He gives handies out all over the place. I know that for a fact.
Oh boy,
right a girl with buttholes.
Yes. Well, so I
garage doors.
Yes.
All over the place.
So did that, and then my water heater started leaking. So I had a friend that had a water heater company. So he sold me a water heater, and I installed that. That was actually pretty easy. And then I gave him $400, and then I fixed my water. No,
and that was fun.
Who'd you give a handy to?
My water pump outside.
Who's my water pump? Is he an Asian?
So I purchased PVC pipe and I
he's
and I
just blowing
and
through
leaking.
All there
you
the go. Things.
Okay, you actually
saying.
Fixed that one.
He bought PCP for a while.
No, Dutch, I fixed
you
all
want
three.
Angel dust, nigga?
I fixed all three things in my house by myself.
I'm not saying you didn't. I just was wanting some clarification. Don't get all defensive.
Maul says, I just imagine John lives in some empty office room in a rundown building.
I don't get it.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter.
I found a Sub-Zero refrigerator. It's a 36-inch French door refrigerator, 15.7 cubic feet capacity. All right. Now, this refrigerator is $10,000. Now,
that's it.
Yeah, $10,000. Okay. So I found a Whirlpool refrigerator. With a 22 cubic foot capacity, and it's 1,500. So it's a bigger refrigerator for a tenth of the price.
You're basically paying for the name, kind of like Jordans or Audis.
Pretty much. I mean, but like if you look at this refrigerator, it's like built into the wall, so it just looks like it's part of the wall, and then you open it up, it's like, holy shit, it's a freezer.
I mean, my refrigerator.
Okay, you kind of do that with all fridges. It all it's not on the freezer. It's not like one of those, you know, magic.
You spilled a cabinet
Willy Wonka freezer.
It all depends on
how deep your wall is.
This same company is known for giving celebrities getting walk-in
celebrity hand
freezers.
Jobs.
What?
They're the TMZ of celebrity freezers, Dutch. Are you not paying attention?
Apparently not.
No, they're like the food, industry equivalent to something that's, you know, residential.
What's happening?
No, I understand, like, you know, bigger names.
Why
whatever,
are
but
we still talking about this?
I don't know.
A fridge makes things cold. Like, I don't think that there's.
This is so boring and forever taking.
You kidding me? The listeners love this. I want to keep talking about this.
In no. other
Thank you,
appliance.
Miami, yes, it does last forever. This fridge is from 1987.
Oh my God, do not enable his fridge talk.
No, I think people need to know if you're going to get a fridge. Let's just say you're a first time home buyer, right?
God, why?
You want something that's going to last you since 1980 fucking seven, Royce.
I don't care.
Hold on.
Then
what you just said
at like, it's like
is one of the most insanely idiotic things.
He just keeps talking. Huh? He doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that
he's you know. Really proud of this freezer.
Can that freezer also freeze things next to the freezer?
Michael
Sometimes
Hart
they get
can.
Overloaded.
Can it make ice cream that's not impossible to eat?
Yes.
But if it's -30, then it's going to be too hard.
For Easter, Mitch's mom and I made fun of Mitch for about 2 hours before we realized we were making fun of him.
So every time I go to my parents' house, they bring me up to my mom brings me up to my old room
and give him a good spanking.
She goes through all my old
refrigerator. Does she have?
I think they just got a new one. It's probably an Amana or a Whirlpool. Or
Whirlpool.
Yeah, but they bring me up to my old room and she pulls out all of my old shit that I still have there. So there's a bunch of clothes there. Do you want any of these clothes? No, I don't.
What about pods?
Okay, I'll ask you again next time you come down. but they pull out all of that. They pull out anything that I collected or whatever when I was in the army. Or
he had this big chest full of like army stuff, and we'd pull these shirts out. Like there was this army windbreaker. We pulled it out. We're like, oh, look at how cute and little Mitch was.
They're just making fun of me, like, oh, you used to be so little when you were then, blah, blah, blah.
And after like 2 hours,
they're calling
like,
you fat and not realizing it.
No, but they're like, oh, you're so little and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, it's the right size. Like, no, it's so small. So I put it on and still fits me.
No, I was like, you know what? Just for fun, I'm like, Mitch, put this on. And he puts it on. I'm like, oh, it fits you perfect. You're just a new guy.
Wait, so his old clothes still fit him?
They looked little.
Well, it's a jacket. It's an old army jacket.
But was it made by Whirlpool?
Enough.
But I did find this gem that I just posted.
Oh, my
God, dude.
This is, okay, so my dad used to be in a band back in the 80s and 90s, whatever. And this was a shirt that he would wear on stage.
Tell me that's Sterling sniffing the side of your jacket, or was that a part of like a
Sterling.
Some sort of a skunk tail that came with a shirt?
No, that's Sterling.
There's another dog in the background too.
No, that's a cat.
No, it's a dog. It's a beagle. So
that's your old man's shirt, not yours.
Yeah,
it's it is a beagle.
Okay, whatever. That's that's just.
Here's my question: is he Gay Fieri or is he Skinny Hammy?
He's Skinny Hammy.
Skinny Hammy.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look.
Hammy
like
might have that exact shirt.
I did ask for Oakleys. Nobody had any.
Hmm. That's too.
Well,
bad.
That means you're not in Flavor Country then.
They have Sub Zeros.
Stop it.
Okay. So wait, what more was going on? Where you guys you didn't realize you're trashing Mitch? Was that the only thing, or?
That was the most exciting part of
the
weekend.
No, they're just trashing me the whole time.
Oh, okay.
What's this? What's that? I don't know.
He just has slender shoulders. Give him a break.
Was there any? Was
and
there
very
any
petite?
Was there any other keepsakes that are worth noting that your mother held on to, or no?
We found a bag that Mitch had like six
what?
Pipes
a,
in.
A, what was
a what?
A
what?
Bag.
A what?
We found a bag that had like six pipes.
Bag.
In.
A bag.
Yeah,
a bag.
So you found
how many buttons were in it?
So you found a bagpipe?
A bag.
It was a bag of pipes.
Like six pipes.
You know that word is pronounced bag, right?
Bag.
Bag.
Big.
Say it right. Bag.
Stop it!
You're doing it wrong. Say it again.
Bag.
You're doing it wrong!
Mitch, are you agreeing with her or making fun of her?
I'm making fun of her.
Okay.
Big?
Big. It's a bag.
There's an H in there. B-A-H-G.
Wait, so how do you say dog?
Dog.
You don't say dig?
Dog.
How do you say hag?
How do I say what?
If you were going to say hag.
Like an old hag.
Hag.
Say it again.
Hag.
It's not as bad as bag.
No.
Wait. Bag. How do you haggle? Do you haggle?
Haggle?
Haggle.
Oh, haggle?
What do you call a male deer?
A buck.
The other
and
one.
He likes to fuck.
What's no, he? A deer, a female deer.
Like a wild one. Mainly usually referred to for antelopes.
A stag.
A doe?
Stag.
Oh, we don't call them that in Minnesota. We call them bucks.
Well, say that word, though.
Stag.
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 God,
I've been noticing that when I talk about eggs, I have to try because lately I've been saying eggs. Mitch, we need to grab some eggs.
Eggs
E-H-G-G.
Is correct. No, eggs. Egg is correct. You said it right the second time.
No, I've been saying eggs.
That's right.
Like eggs. A-G-G. Eggs.
Yes.
Not eggs.
Now I just want her to say random things.
Now I don't know how things are said anymore.
Yeah,
you're fucking me up. It's like when you say your own name a thousand times, it doesn't make sense.
You ruined word. You're ruining words, Sherry.
You ruined everything.
Wait, Sherry, say
take
hot
that
air
English.
Balloon. Say
what?
Hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon.
Oh. Well, that's fine.
We're not going to have her say every word ever to make sure she doesn't say like a
all
fucking
right, Sherry,
buckle.
Read, let's grab a Webster's Dictionary.
Sherry, what was the name of that Brad Pitt movie where he started out old and then got younger?
Oh,
I don't fucking
there
know.
There you go.
Benjamin, oh, my God.
Benjamin Button.
The Legend of.
Oh.
Bagger oh, Vance. Buttons?
Just say Bagger Vance.
God.
Benjamin Buttons.
All of them?
Every button.
Let's just have Sherry read War and Peace. That should cover every word, right?
Well, I figure if we get a Webster dictionary, we just read like five words.
Webster's. Webster's, not Webster dictionary. Webster. It's not a brand of dictionary. It's called Webster's dictionary.
Webster's.
It is his dictionary. It's
possessive.
Who's Webster?
Does he know that you guys have it?
Oh my God.
Duh. And he's right back on track.
He's kind of funny.
Nice gigs.
Good job.
Oh, wait, Sherry, I got one more word. Say turkey baster.
Turkey baster. She's also known as lesbian impregnator.
No, John, she has a problem with the elongated A, bag, sag. Like those are the kind you gotta think drag. Of words like that, not just words that have A in them.
Hag.
And double T's.
And double T's.
Titty.
Oh,
you owe me a Coke.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do, and you guys are fucking it up.
Titties.
You can't even do a make fun of someone bit correctly.
You say double T's and both of them say titties at the same time.
Just, I don't know what to do.
Titties!
Doc Wheatley said, let's be honest here. The most exciting news this week is Marie's new Bonnaroo top. Okay, I want to. Okay, Dutch.
God damn, Marie, that back though.
Dutch, can I real talk with you for a second?
Sure, let's real talkies.
So you know, sometimes like I get really excited because every once in a while I make like a really thought provoking post on like Facebook.
Yeah, boners
or whatever.
Yeah, I blocked you because of those. But
right, right, but whatever. But you know, then like you get a bunch of likes and people are sharing it, and it feels awesome.
Super exciting.
Yeah, and I worked really hard. So perfect. Thank you. I work really hard for it, and then Marie gets this new shirt that she's gonna wear for Bonnaroo, and it's like this, you know, half shirt.
I wanted to get one of those like crocheted knit tops that's like half shirt, half bikini, because it was gonna be super hot, and I wanted to not be sweaty and gross.
So I posted, I go, oh look, Marie's new top. She got so many fucking likes in such a short amount of time.
It's basically like that of a bikini top. Why this one?
Well, I don't know. But it did. And then I'm like, I work so hard to make these thought-provoking posts.
He got angry.
And all you got to do is show your fucking stomach. That's some fucking goddamn horse shit, if you ask me.
But that's
Royce,
so weird.
Show your stomach, man.
No,
because
that will not
anybody
get likes.
Anybody could wear a bikini top. I think it's because it's made out of clothes material.
Cloth.
And it's not a bikini top.
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out why anybody would freak out about this.
Looks like Marie's ready to go to a club.
Ma says Bonnaroo, more like Hottie Boomalotti.
That doesn't even rhyme.
That's not even close. You didn't even work on that one.
Moss phoned it in tonight.
Bonnaroo.
It would have been Bonnaroo.
Bonnaroo, more like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there you go.
Bonnaroo, more like, ah, whatever. You know what, I'm going to say something.
Bonnaroo, more like tits. Bonnaroo, I don't care.
Yeah, she's got a bodybuilder's back. It looks
Take
awesome.
Take your pants off.
The lesson here is, it doesn't matter how smart you think you are, you're never going to beat a pair of tits. Just know that, know that, kids, in life.
Like, Royce got so defeated this weekend. He kept.
Did you?
He kept
I was
going,
defeated.
He kept going my down to it. He's like, you got another five likes.
It was
it's
good
not
job.
A competition, you idiot.
It is for me.
What?
I didn't post it, though. He took a picture.
I posted it. I
posted it of
because
me.
Because it was on your
right.
Wall.
Yes. I'm speaking. Yeah, exactly.
He was comparing his.
My post.
His intellectual post to the post that he posted of just me showing off my new shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, okay. Why do I even try?
Well, here's the thing. This is the only, dude, I'm just going to tell you, the majority of the people who are friends with you on Facebook put up with you because they like Marie.
Yeah, no, I mean, I
That's
know
what
that.
That means.
I understand.
That's why
that.
I talk to you.
See?
Nobody really likes you.
No, I guess you're right.
You
I
like
guess
your
I'm
wife.
Not.
Well, yeah. I don't like your wife. I like you. I don't like your wife. I'm the other percentage of that.
Maybe you'd like me if you got to
I don't
know
like
me.
Joel either.
No, I just put up with Marie because I love Royce.
Maul says, looks like Royce is going to have to become trans now. That's right. I'm going to pull Wachowski.
There you go.
I'm going to call myself fucking, what would be my name? I don't know. I can't think of one.
You always,
Rhonda. There's no Royce. Yeah, I think Rhonda would probably be the closest one.
Oh, Rhonda's terrible. I'm not a big black woman.
No, you should do Rhonda. Rhonda Rousey.
I don't want to be Rhonda Rousey.
Well, dude, if no you had to pick. Okay, Rhonda here we go. Hold on. What's everybody's Hammy says, other sex name?
Hammy
mine
says,
would have to be Jolena, I would think, right?
Michelle.
Mine would
Michelle,
be,
Mitch, okay.
Mine would be Joyce, because I was Royce, so I would just say be Joyce.
Yeah, but usually most people who transition take the first letter at least.
Yeah,
right?
But always the always sounds so the same. So my head would still
Joyce
turn.
Joyce makes sense. Okay.
My head would still turn for it. Right, right. I mean, because it sounds close enough.
All right, well, I'll take that one.
So would Sherry become Gary?
No. Yes, Sherry would be Gary.
Yeah, Sherry
would
be
Harry
Gary.
Potter.
No, oh Sherry.
Oh Harry.
Okay. Oh Harry.
Harry, yeah.
Harry works.
You're It'd a tranny, great. Harry.
It'd be great because if she were turning trans, then she would get hairier, and it would make sense.
Would
Look
Marie
at my vagina.
She doesn't need to get any hairy.
Oh, I have seen that movie. It was Sherry Potter and the Goblet of Less Expensive Surgery in Brazil. It's really good.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, you took you 8 times to get through that one.
Fuck you twice.
I'm not giving you that one.
No.
No.
Hammy says.
What's Marie's?
Marie?
Maurice, I would think,
no,
right?
No, Murray. Murray.
Murray or Maury.
Murray or Maury.
Yeah. Maury.
Maurice. Yeah, close enough. Yeah. What about John?
Becky.
Jesus, come on. Not even close.
He was so sure of it, though. Becky. I want to be Becky.
I'm Becky, God damn it.
Becky Sub-Zero Sanzeri.
Becky Sub-Zero Sanzeri?
Yeah.
Not even close.
How do you know?
You know what, Dutch? I'll put up with 20-minute refrigerator talk anytime as long as I get what I just got right now from John. That's why he's here.
Yay.
Oh, God.
Becky.
More Like Radio!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
By the way.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No!
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to AtomiCast.
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc, and you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows, and you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room, because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit, and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube, for fuck's sake. And jelly babies. Do what you will with that. Listen, click the link, and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know the way the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy.
Okay.
To the Mexicans.
The amen.
Spain.
That's it.
Singapore.
Oh. Amazing.
Australia.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you? No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
You're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com. We're all drunk.
You're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com. Go inject yourself with some heroin and shoot up. Listen to their shows.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Unlike other radio stations, we don't beat women.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too. Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid. MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too. Yes.
So, Pat, you always been a seaman?
And by that, I mean a sailor, not, you know, sperm.
No, I got you. I haven't, but, you know, since the virus hit, I said, Pat, what better excuse to buy a boat?
So then you just came out here, huh?
Oh, hightailed it. Yeah, kept my distance, listened to the news. Still, there wasn't no more news to listen to.
So you've been out here the whole time, huh?
I go in and get what I need. Grab essentials, burn rubber back here to this little lady. These knots.
These knots, I get it.
Played my cards right. That virus hasn't taken me down yet.
Maybe you're immune.
Nobody's immune, Mike. You know, sometimes I'll anchor offshore at night. Big cities, Miami, New York, New Orleans. Not one light. Pitch black. Pitch black. So a black hole is actually not black?
Well, you know, the accepted term now is African-American hole. No, they're not technically black. No, they're, you know, it's actually the absence of color.
Well, then why don't they call it an absence of color hole?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, well, soup's on.
I like to carve a hole in my all-seeing light.
Second hour of Dutch Voice. GarenWorldLikeRadio.com. Okay, now I see what you guys were talking about.
If it pleases the audience, I have a We Listen to Better Music Than You.
It pleases me.
I don't like this.
It arouses me.
Can everyone see this? Is this good for everyone?
I mean, I was going to do the regular lead it, but go ahead, Royce. You got the wheel, go for it.
I got it. And no, fuck that. We do what we want.
No, you do what you want.
Okay. Well, I want to introduce you guys to Reggae Shark. Is everyone ready for Reggae Shark?
Oh my god, I love Reggae Shark.
All right. I know what this is.
Ready? Here we go.
Gonna tell you the story. I'm a Reggae Shark.
living under the sea. A great white hammerheads and white tip reefs. But the one shark discovery always leave out is the dreadlock rasta fish I'm talking about. Reggae shark,
the shark has dreadlocks.
Reggae shark, him got a band with the seals. Oh, reggae shark, he don't want to arm ya. Reggae shark, reggae just shark. Want your ganja. Reggae shark, after dark, reggae shark come cruising. Some say reggae shark for human. Him was cursed by an evil jelly witch. Didn't have no reason, she was just a bitch. Some kids were boating and smoking a spliff. Reggae shark swam over to ask for a hit. The kids start screaming and one of them drowned. Now the sheriff and his posse gonna hunt him down. Reggae shark got no political agenda. Reggae shark, he just wants redemption. Reggae shark, and he also wants ganja. But you can't light a spliff when you live underwater. When they a drug boat had to drop its load, reggae shark come along and him ate it whole. Now he's starving like Marvin, got the munchies. Then him see the evil sheriff and all his flunkies. He put his fins in the air, said it wasn't me fault. But the sheriff set fire and a rifle shot. But it was just a shark decoy tied to a raft. Cause the reggae shark's the master of the arts and crafts. Reggae shark, he jumped on the boat and the sheriff fell down his throat. The townspeople cheered and said, you brought us peace. You took a bite of corruption in the town police. They threw him a huge ticker tape parade. Cause they know that the balance is the food chain. They gave him the key to Kingston Town. You should see the tourism he brings in now. Redeemed yourself, said the jelly witch. Me can reverse that curse and I grant your wish. Him looked at the witch and he said nay. Cause I'm a reggae shark and that's the way I'll stay. Reggae shark,
reggae shark,
reggae shark,
reggae shark, reggae. What do you think of reggae shark?
Reggae shark. I love reggae shark.
Reggae shark is my favorite of all the sharks.
He just wants your ganja, guys.
Joel, comment.
Okay.
You don't like Reggae Shark?
It wasn't horrible, but I don't love it as much as you.
Oh,
guys.
You're crazy.
I'm not saying I hate it, but like,
you're crazy. Okay. You're crazy. You know what?
You just don't understand Reggae Shark.
I said okay. I love how the fact that I say okay and that means
you know what? I get it. Dutch doesn't like it because it's not this, and I get that. I get it. You know?
Are you so? Join the fight.
I know why.
Nothing
this
can be as good as this. Still has a chance.
Game on.
You think did we ever figure out where those two girls went to?
I have no idea.
Because they're cute.
They're probably scratching their head trying to make a Trump song.
Or they're scratching their head because they have lice.
By the way, Dutch, I decided I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson. I've just decided. It's happening.
Who's Gary Johnson?
The Libertarian
exactly.
candidate.
That's what everyone's
exactly. The Libertarian candidate, Gary Johnson. He used to be the governor of New Mexico.
Yeah. It's one of those kind of things. It's like if you're not voting against either of the new upcoming candidates, might as well vote for somebody else.
I'm voting for Gary Johnson. He's a Libertarian candidate. I like a lot of his policies. And
he actually took New Mexico from a deficit into a surplus.
Right. And without meth, which that's the hardest part. Like that's the tough, you know. But I've decided. I've made up my mind.
Well, I like him for the fact that he uses the play on words of his last name.
Feel the Johnson. Hashtag feel the Johnson.
Really?
Yes. Hashtag feel the Johnson.
Yep. So that's why I'm supporting him is because he's owning his last name. Yeah.
So
wait, you weren't joking. That wasn't a Royce joke. That was a real thing.
Yeah. Feel the Johnson, bro.
Feel the Johnson.
Yeah. I'm pulling up his campaign slogan right now to put it in there. This guy is awesome. He's just like, yo. I'm whipping my Johnson out.
His watermark is just Gary.
Yep. So I am absolutely.
He almost looks like Vince McMahon.
Yes. But I am absolutely. He's got a national poll. CNN had a story. He has 11% behind Trump and Hillary. But if he gets 15%, they have to let him be in the debates, which would be nice. I know he's probably not going to win, but it'd be nice to at least get his voice out there. He used to be the CEO of Cannabis Sativa Inc., which is a medical marijuana place. He is very libertarian. He's adamantly against, you know, adamantly for a separation of church and state. He's pro-choice. So he's pretty cool. I like him.
He's better than anything that's coming up now.
Yes, absolutely.
Even though the entertainment factor of what's going on, I can't get enough of it.
I like the entertainment, but I'd rather have a good president.
No, I'm not being honest. Nah, I'd rather have it just blow up. I want the country to get divorced already. I want to have a split between the red and blue states so they can finally live in the areas that we want to live in where you can just do that shit. I don't know. I want to be part of... I like sweeping massive change.
I don't know. I like 30-foot walls, and I like, you know...
The apocalypse can't come quick enough. You know how like people will sit there and... I think I've talked about this in the show before, but people will sit there and daydream about, you know, what they would do if they won the lottery. I've spent more hours than humans should spend on what I will do when either zombies hit, the dollar collapses, the electricity goes out, like all that kind of end of the world shit.
So you're a prepper, but you don't have any food.
Do you have a go bag?
Ooh, I have the best plan ever.
Do you have a go bag?
What's your plan?
My plan is to make sure I get food and go bags from people who are weak.
Yeah, but people
that's what you do.
No, people who have,
people grow for me. They're my farmers.
People who have go bags also have guns. So you have to understand that for the most part.
Oh, I got guns, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's fine. I understand. But you see, you're better off.
Nothing like Marie's gun, but which is a pen attached to the end.
It's mightier than your sword.
Of course it is.
I'm going to write like a son of a bitch. What?
I kind of feel like if the apocalypse ever happened, I'd want to be wherever Mitch is because I think he could survive.
Right.
So that's where I would want to be.
Have I ever mentioned before that Apocalypse sounds like Great Pussy Lips' name for a stripper? What?
Like an alliteration kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like where you just like rearrange letters and it
like
becomes...
Like a stripper whose name is Apocalypse because she has big
a pussy.
Lips.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, continue. No, you just want to watch the world burn. That's fine. There's lots of people that want to watch the world burn.
I don't want to watch it burn. I want something different. I want the whole world to collapse so I can survive. I want that. I don't know why. I just do.
I don't know. I kind of like.
Is that weird?
Yes, it is. I kind of like electricity.
I like electricity too.
But I can totally survive without it.
Yeah, Rorschach's right. People who are weak have guns. People have guns, Dutch. Even if you have a gun, other people have guns. You'll be dead so quick. I thought Dutch think he's going to survive.
Ooh, no.
He would be dead so quickly. Okay. Dutch would be one of the
keep
first.
Keep thinking ones that.
I am. First off, I love how Dutch said.
There's no way.
I love how Dutch said. Keep thinking that. Like it's going to happen. Dude.
I will definitely no. That's another thing too. Like, have you guys thought about that? Like, what would you do? Like, because that whole what's more likely going to happen is either A, the dollar collapses, the zombie thing, whatever. That's never going to happen. But when the dollar collapses and currency means nothing anymore, that or when a solar flare enters our atmosphere and just literally electricity doesn't exist for 2 years. That was one of those things in like the mega disaster shows that they talk about how it's not if but when that happens.
Sorry,
essentially,
Dutch.
Like our atmosphere can't conduct electricity anymore.
Sorry, Dutch. I get all my news from South Beach Tow, so I can tell you if that's accurate.
But just
or not.
Okay, it's the what if situation. So well, like, if that were to happen, do you guys have an idea or a play? Like I said before, I spent a lot of time thinking about that kind of shit. Do you guys have like an idea of what you're gonna do? Like. Do you have like an area, like a safe area you're going to go to that you know is away from people? Are you going to knock over a few, you know, pharmacies and gun stores?
I'm not
going to
knock any place
there?
Over. I'm not knocking any place over. None of that's going to happen. So I'm not worried about it.
Hey, but there you go. You're not going to survive.
No, you sound like a nut job.
I love you, man. But like if the electricity were to turn off right now, just know that I love you in my heart and that you would not survive this.
Mitch, do you have a go bag?
No.
Thank you.
I don't have a go bag either. I have a go plan.
Do you have a plan, Mitch?
No.
He has like 14 guns, though, so he's extremely weak.
Yeah,
like
there you
extremely.
Go, yeah. Guns are for weak people. Who said that again?
Rorschach did.
Rorschach? Okay, yep, fatso. Yeah, guns are for
no, because weak my people. Thing is, okay, asshole. So...
What an idiot. So my thing is, okay, so whatever, the dollar collapses, society's collapsing, we need to get out, whatever. All I'm going to do is I'm just going to get away from everyone else.
Like you do now. So
life is it's not any different than I already live.
Life as usual for the heels.
Exactly. And the two of you, I know you guys are survivors because you guys know how to hunt and you're kind of crazy anyways. Mitch, so you guys have no problem killing other people.
Mitch and Sherry, would you protect us? Because I don't want to do any of that.
Are you going to come to Minnesota?
Yeah, I'll go to Minnesota if you protect us.
I'm not waiting for you, though.
No, you're fucking waiting for me.
You're
going
to have to meet me somewhere.
Fine. We'll meet Branson. We'll meet him.
Can I give you guys the place to go to?
Sure.
Larkspur, Colorado. Now hear me out.
Oh, but it's too far for me. I haven't.
Listen, okay. So when we first moved here from Pennsylvania, my dad built this massive greenhouse and house way out in the middle of nowhere, which is Larkspur, Colorado. It literally is a half hour drive from any civilization. I don't know why. Actually, I know why he did, because the land was cheap as fuck and he had no zoning laws or water restrictions. So he was able to do whatever the fuck he wanted. Essentially, this greenhouse is a fortress. All you need to do is make sure the doors are locked, because it's all concrete poured walls all the way around. It's a whole. I keep telling anybody who ever listens to me and my dumb rants, hey, if an apocalypse happens, go to that goddamn greenhouse.
That's why I'm not going there, because everybody's going to go there.
Well, everybody who knows me. That's the point. We need a group. Yeah, Mitch, come on. Help me out here.
Now there are millions of people who are listening to this. We're going to go
great.
There.
Good job, Dutch. Shit. Now everybody knows about your fucking plan.
Fuck, millions or eights. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd prefer to not go far, because I know the area. I know the land. I know what I'm doing up here. If I go down to Florida, I'm probably going to get eaten.
I'm not going to Florida. Eaten? Are you kidding? I don't even want to go to Florida when the society hasn't collapsed.
Yeah, nobody would want to go there.
I mean, not for life, but
no. That's another thing I thought about too, is that like the people in the northern areas where it's a lot, it's colder more often than it's not, they're going to survive more often because they have natural refrigeration, all that kind of shit.
That's the reason.
You just go out in the woods for a while, you wait for all the city people to freeze to death, and then you're fine.
And we have lots of bags to carry things in.
Bags.
I don't know. I watched a lot of Survivor, and it seemed way easier when they were in tropical climates for growing food and shit.
Yeah.
And I listen to the band Survivor a lot, so I know I'll be fine. I'll be perfectly fine.
Like, as long as I have some banana trees and coconut trees, I'll probably figure it out.
Coconos.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
He hasn't said anything at least the last 15 minutes.
Dutch, why are you fighting with Rorschach in the chat room?
He said, did Nisley voice queer just call me fatso? I said, I can't help my speech.
I didn't call you fatso.
No, Rorschach said that.
Said that Nisley voiced queer. I didn't call him fatso.
No, he's talking about me.
You called him a fatso? When did you call him a fatso?
I said, I can't help my speech.
You need to be specific, Rorschach.
He called him a fatso when we were reading the chat, and Rorschach said that weak people have guns, and Yeah,
and I said, I can't help my speech, but you can help being disgusting, so...
That is true.
I feel like that.
Why are we starting? I like Rock and Rorschach a lot.
Why did you bring it up, dude?
Why are we fighting with a chat room beef.
That's the point.
No one cares. If you're listening
live, you can see the shit going on in the chat room.
All I'm saying is where we live in Central Florida, like, strawberries grow all year long, and it's pretty pleasant around here.
So you're going to live on strawberries?
Uh-huh. And banana trees and coconuts.
You're going to have the worst shits.
It'll be great. It'll be awesome. No. And I won't ever freeze to death, and I'll have natural just heat to keep me warm, and I don't have to worry about air conditioning, and I'll just catch fresh fish and eat fish, and I don't need to refrigerate it. It'll be great.
So you guys have literally thought nothing about that kind of stuff? Like, when everything collapses?
Fuck it. I'm not having kids or anything, so listen, I just want to get through to end of my lifespan, and then I'm a happy camper. As long as I get to that, then I don't give a fuck what happens.
What if it ends tomorrow?
If it ends tomorrow, then if it ends tomorrow, then I'll be dead. Like, who gives a fuck? Like,
we're really...
Don't you think this is exciting?
We're really good.
No, it's not exciting.
No,
it sounds
it's not
hard.
Exciting, Dutch, because this was years of my life when I was involved with Gray State, and it was the most miserable part of my life. I would have rather went back to Iraq than to relive the shit that I went through with the Gray State
stuff. That's filming a...
No, it wasn't.
I'm talking about real shit.
I wish it was just filming a movie, but it was more than that.
It was a life.
if Mitch didn't quit Gray State when he did, there would not be a party next year.
Yeah, like, probably.
I probably would not have put up with that shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There would not be a...
Hashtag what? Real talk.
Wouldn't have been a wedding because she would have
Royce would
me.
Not presented a wedding.
I would have also been homeless if I didn't quit what I did, so...
Or dead.
Because I didn't have any money because we weren't making any money.
You live with your mom and your dad, loser.
See, you want to do that, Joel? You want to live with your parents? Because you're preparing for doomsday?
Yeah, is that your doomsday plan, to go live with your parents?
I just don't loser. Want my I just don't want my director to kill himself. That's mainly what it is.
I figured, you know, if it comes down to it...
Anybody? No?
I'll come down to it. We'll get some chickens.
I figured somebody was going to say something about it. I would be the first one.
Listen, we'll raise a couple of chickens. We'll start a farm. Mm-hmm. It'll be
fine.
I
want chickens so bad, like, in real life.
Go fucking buy one, then.
Really?
Whatever.
Yes!
And in Florida,
I could have five.
In Florida, people just have chickens running around sometimes. You don't need shelters because it's not too cold and it doesn't snow.
Yeah, they're called Latin.
It's true.
Well, right before the snow falls and it gets too cold, I can just kill them and start over in the spring.
My mother has chickens.
See, again, you're going to live with your mom?
No, I'm just saying she has them.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, Duchess. Duchess.
No, this is my idea. So no,
I got Duchess'
right
idea. Duchess' idea is
I'm
like...
I'm going to mercy kill her because she's not
going to
survive.
No, you're not. No.
She's not going to.
No, your plan is
so,
to call
I
your mom
take the chickens.
And ask for money.
Mommy! Can I have some of your chickens?
Mom, can I have some chickens? Mom, it's Joel. Can I have some chickens?
I know. You have to share those chickens with your 25 other brothers and sisters.
I killed my chicken. I need a new one.
Mom, can
I hugged him too hard.
I thought you had to squeeze out the eggs.
Not from mice and men.
Mom, I need another chicken. This one's head fell off.
Someone said that I can run around with the chicken with his head cut up, and so I tried it on Mr. Cluckles, and now he's dead.
Stop killing your chickens.
Yeah, Dutch, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, stop choking your chicken.
One of the weirdest turns ever.
Meeting
the mother in the apocalypse. Mom.
Man, the apocalypse is here.
Yeah, I put my chicken in a sub-zero freezer.
Mom, it's the apocalypse. Can I have money to go to the movies?
Listen, Dutch.
I figured just let you guys just do your thing because I'm not going to help anything.
I am not frightened of the end of the world because I'm married to a Cuban and those fuckers are resourceful.
We are pretty resourceful.
When it comes down to it.
Yeah.
They are.
But it's Royce.
Exactly.
Mom, have you seen my go bag? No, Joel, go to work.
I like how in this world I live with my mom still.
Mom, do you think now you can get back with Pop Pop?
Pop Pop. Pop Pop. Is what made it funny for me. Pop Pop.
Oh, no. Maybe things will be different now because the world is no longer existing.
We have to stick together.
Are you implying my parents would actually find love again if I,
oh, that would be a great premise for a movie.
Apocalust.
I love it.
Not bad.
Thank God all 36 of our children are dead. We can find love again.
The four groomsmen
I like
of the apocalypse.
25, then 31, and now 36.
The movie would star Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
And Jennifer Aniston.
I'd what actor it. Would be Joel?
Jennifer Aniston.
Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard, no.
I would say Matthew
I'm
Lillard.
Like wanna see my wife?
Jesus.
Is that supposed to be Jennifer Aniston?
Dax
Shepard.
Do you not like Dax Shepard, I take it?
No, I do not. He's a fucking asshole.
What's wrong with Dax Shepard?
He has no talent, yet he's banging the shit out of fucking hot blonde chick.
Oh, I like Monty.
Yeah, Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
She is hot.
Oh, I know who Matthew Lillard is.
Yeah, Matthew Lillard is what I've gotten compared to the most in my life.
He was my favorite in Without a Paddle. Like, I when that movie came out, I'm like, I'd do him.
SLC Punk all the way.
Oh, when you said Matthew Lillard, I thought you meant Crispin Glover.
Close.
But boy, no. I was way off.
No. Not even in the same era.
Crispin Glover.
Jesus Christ.
At least you think I look like Marty McFly's dad?
Hey, at least he didn't say Danny Glover. Get your damn hands off of her.
No, man, you got to swear.
Touch likes to write stories. I guess you do kind of look like him. So it's like Shaggy.
Yeah, it's the
like
far
Shaggy.
Apart eyes. That's a thing.
Like Shaggy.
Yeah, Dutch people, we have eyes on the sides of our heads like chameleons.
And by the way, I'm talking about Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, not Shaggy.
Right.
There's two different ones.
Right. I knew what you meant. I knew what you meant. All right. So now that we have our plan for the end of the world.
Ma.
We'll just call our moms.
Call our moms. Everyone call your mom.
Such a
I don't
want to
call mine. I don't want to call mine. I don't want to call mine.
You can call my mom.
Yay.
Yeah, you can call our mom if you want. My mom or Royce's mom.
I think she might like talking to my mom.
Can you imagine your parents in the apocalypse?
No.
They would just be like, I give up.
Rita, would you hit him with a rebar already?
Kill him.
Your parents would get really frustrated, but your grandparents would love it.
Oh, yeah.
Grandparents would be more resourceful than the rest of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have a leash that we used for Yuki that my grandfather made out of a seatbelt.
It's the best damn leash we ever got.
Are you serious?
Swear to you.
This is the one who invented the shirt PVC mop, correct?
Yes, and it was brilliant.
Yeah, his grandparents are incredibly handy.
Cuban engineering is pretty fucking impressive.
Yes, it is.
Do you think Cuba has scientists?
Yes, they have scientists. What the fuck kind of question is that? It's not Guam. I mean, what the fuck?
But they only research pork. That's it.
No, like that episode of South Park when they're trying to send a killer whale into outer space and Mexico had their own space program. I imagine that's how the science program is in Cuba.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Is that the one you wanted to play?
Yes!
Oh, my God. Oh, John,
I knew about that clip years ago, and I never wanted to pull it because I figured it would be too long.
No,
but now it's the perfect time to do it.
That was perfect.
Because nothing, if not for nothing, we love a good long clip.
Yes.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
May God have mercy on your soul. It's the best.
Listen, just quick question, though. Should I take up knitting for the end of the world?
No.
How is that? What's it going to help with?
Clothes. We're going to need clothes.
Oh, she's right.
And I can, plenty of clothes.
I can knit
like
a
I
lot
said,
of crochet. I can knit a lot
bro,
of crochet
just
tops.
Pillage of Goodwill.
For
exactly.
Facebook likes. You know,
we're going to be the fucking worst post-apocalyptic gang on the planet. We're going to be rocking fucking cardigans and fucking goddamn scarves. And we're going to get shot when people stole fucking armor. What? No, it's terrible.
It's not like all the clothes that have been made till now just disappears.
No, that's what's going to happen. That's going to be the start of the apocalypse. All the clothes disappear.
I love this apocalypse.
We're going to run around naked.
Oh, boy.
I guess I don't want to be in Minnesota then.
Yeah. Florida's sounding better now, isn't it, Sherry?
I mean, we do have lighters. We can start a fire. We're not
It was always burning since the world's been turning.
I'm cold enough in clothes. I don't need to be in the winter.
Yeah, body heat. Joke.
You'd need to be literally in the fire.
Everyone back in the pile.
Back in the pile.
Everyone huddle for warmth.
Oh, my God. So, I don't know. I could talk about this. It's been made public before. Kelsey is a transport nurse now.
Whoa, she's turning into a guy?
No,
Kevin?
Transport.
Oh, port.
She's a transporter?
Really?
No, she doesn't teleport.
Hey, what
no.
you doing? What you number one. Nobody talks about the car.
She's not driving.
She just
people.
Got new boobs. Why is she going to be a guy?
Yeah, that's so weird.
She's going to move them down to her nuts.
All of you are idiots.
Oh, that makes sense.
What she does now is basically like if they have an emergency thing where they need like an air vac or a helicopter flight, whatever. As far as things that go with labor and delivery, she's the nurse that gets on the helicopter and goes.
That's cool. And,
I believe first.
So she knows how to fly a helicopter now?
No, she's not. My God. She's not flying the fucking helicopter. She's
when does
the
nurse
why you got to curse at me? God damn
because
it.
Because I can't. Anyways.
When so, does she
will
jump?
She fly to Minnesota if I ever have one?
Helicopters are going to Minnesota, Sherry.
When does she jump out of the helicopter?
She's not jumping out of a helicopter. It lands if someone's
having
a baby.
Is she
going
to save Goose?
Why won't she come to Minnesota?
Does she know how to base jump now?
Yeah, it's not the base jump. It's the fact that she's in a helicopter.
When do I get my helicopter?
You don't is get she, a helicopter
is she
because
taking
it's
on
not,
freebasing?
Oh my God.
When will the base drop?
So
turn down for what?
Yeah.
Turn down for whom?
Why would she be throwing babies out of a helicopter?
I want to tender my resignation from the show right now.
Catch this baby! Oh. Somebody catch this baby! Hey, you!
Quick, we need an air vac for Dutch. Stat.
I can't. Remember when we did this to John like an hour ago, you hypocrite?
Anyways, so to go back to the whole thing with the lighters you guys were talking about.
Hot baby coming through.
She was talking about like she has this like emergency courses that she's going through, like, you know, what to do if the helicopter.
Why doesn't she plan the courses? It would make more sense.
And so she was like, we got to go. I need to get like flint and tinder and whatnot. I'm like, honey.
Whoa. Terrible water.
Tinder? Swipe left?
No, flint and metal or whatever so she can spark a fire. I'm like, honey, two lighters. Just have two lighters. Because if one breaks, then you have the other one. And plus, you're never going to be up in the mountains stuck for more than 24 hours.
Why would you start fires on a helicopter?
Huh?
You wouldn't want to start a fire on a helicopter. That doesn't sound safe.
The point is, if it crashes in the mountains, which is where she's going to be going to get the babies.
That would be just like this one episode of Grey's Anatomy. Only
what?
On the plane.
Where are all these? Hold on. How many mountain babies are there?
Oh, she's flying to Baby Mountain.
How far away is that from Candy anymore. Mountain?
We're going to Baby Mountain, Charlie.
Fucking Baby Mountain. There's just babies popping up everywhere.
The mountain is a giant vagina that just keeps pumping out babies.
There aren't babies growing. There's small towns in the mountains.
Hill people.
Yeah, hill people.
Who
hills
have
eyes.
Children, and they need to be evac'd every once in a while.
Oh,
you
so
mean out in their uterus?
Wouldn't it be easier for the hospital to have a hot air balloon instead of a helicopter?
Yeah,
that would be so much slower, Kate.
How big is this vacuum cleaner that's sucking babies out of a mountain?
Not a goddamn vacuum cleaner.
You said an evac.
No, you idiot.
It's mountain code for uterus.
No, listen.
Evacuation, not vacuum
Kelsey
cleaner.
Kelsey has a
you
big
simpleton.
Kelsey has a catcher's mitt, and she holds it outside the helicopter and just catches the babies.
It's a pretty big catcher's mitt.
It is.
I don't even know why I even...
Does she have to become a mountaineer?
Yes.
No, she doesn't have to become a mountaineer. Does she has to have, for whatever reason, mountain like and survival training, which I kept telling her. I'm like, no, don't worry about that shit.
Can her boobs be used as flotation devices?
Probably.
Oh, my
at this
God,
point.
I wish.
Jesus, John.
Okay, Dutch, if you want to make her feel better, just let her know that if the helicopter crashes, most likely she's going to die because most of the weight is up in the rotors. And when the helicopters crash, usually the whole cabin collapses and crushes everyone
that's
inside.
That's exactly what
so
I told
her. So just let her know.
Holy shit.
Oh, no, that's what I told her.
That was dark.
I'm just saying that's what happens. Most of the time.
Most of the time,
most of the time. That's the other time you get kidnapped by raiders.
If she lives, she'll probably have a broken back. But, I mean, that's the best.
Yeah, the best case scenario in that regard. Well, that's kind of what I said.
It happens.
Right.
Well,
but yeah,
good
two lighters
her.
Would be better than flint.
Two lighters would be better than packing flint and tinder, yeah.
Well, that sounds like a great job.
That took 10 minutes for something that should have taken 30 seconds.
She would certainly get her steps in.
It doesn't make any sense because she's lying in a helicopter.
That's true. I was thinking at least she's not at a desk.
Does she
but
get to
the helicopter you're sitting
to? Does she get to rappel out of the helicopter into Baby Mountain?
No, they usually have like a landing pad. It's usually like the closest hospital kind of thing.
Is she going to have a flight name, like a nickname, like Goose or Maverick?
Yes, yeah, she needs a name.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have an answer.
Twin Peaks.
Hey, I get it.
I saw what you did there.
Because boobs.
Mary, go to Google Images and type in Baby Mountain.
Okay.
It's so wonderful.
Oh, shit.
It's so wonderful.
It's just baby carcasses all over the place.
Oh, it auto-corrected Baby Mountain to Baby Mountain Lion.
Right, it too. Delete the lion. Delete the lion.
It's still Baby Mountain Lions, even at Baby Mountain.
I know.
Well, then why'd you tell me to delete?
There's baby goats and baby monkeys. Ah, there's a baby deer.
Okay.
Pretty much you just could have Googled baby.
This is what happens when you let girls do radio.
Yeah.
Ew, that's an actual baby.
Ew, babies. No one needs those.
Ew, it's so fat.
Well, good for Kelsey. I think that's a noble profession, rescuing babies out of mountains.
Right.
In a whirly bird. Mm-hmm. That's what they call it, right?
A whirly bird. You guys ever been in a helicopter?
I have never been in a helicopter.
What's the next level above that? Like when she gets another promotion, is she get to deliver babies out of Air Force One?
No, she becomes a doctor.
Ship. Oh.
You get your doctorate by being in a helicopter?
Yeah, that's kind of how it works, right?
Oh.
Sky doctor.
Helicopter doctor.
Oh, God, that sounds like a show on Fox.
All doctors?
Helicopter doctor of the world of tomorrow.
No, helidoctor.
Ooh, but
helidoctor.
But he's a bad doctor,
right?
From hell.
Yeah, but he's also a doctor that flies a helicopter.
Right.
His name is Lucifer.
Yeah. No.
Lou.
His name is Lou. Yeah, it can't be too in your face about it.
John, jingle, go.
Helicopter.
What the fuck was
what
that?
What was that?
John, we need a jingle.
Who's Lou?
Oh, okay, John, Lou, the helidoctor. Jingle, go now.
Saving the earth in the sky above, it's Lou, Sky Doctor. Saving the earth from human diseases, Lou, Sky Doctor.
I love that he doesn't even pay attention to what we called the name 2 seconds ago. Hella Doctor. He's Hella Doctor.
Whatever. It's
Sky
a pilot.
Doctor works better. Yeah,
yeah, Sky Doctor.
Sky Doctor is pretty good too.
Too many syllables. Hella doctor.
You'll get caught up in the
hella doctor. Okay, damn it.
Now we're just singing Crossfire.
It always
Crossfire!
It always goes back to Crossfire. All right. What else we got?
I have a feeling if I bring up anything, it's going to derivate it into nothing.
No.
Hella doctor is a real thing.
What would give you that idea?
It's a Dr. Helly.
It looks like a toy.
It does.
It's not like a real. Truck.
Yeah, but that's also the closest you're going to get to ever seeing Dr. Heal.
I get it.
I don't.
See, because Mitch is too stupid.
I'm not. Doctor. No, it's not that I'm too stupid. It's that my hands are too shaky.
Oh, that's right. You get the shake. That's right. When we saw Mitch has like the shakes.
He's the shaking shake or something.
His shakes are good for me.
That means Mitch can never take a part-time job as a pinstripist.
Why would he ever
I'll give
do
you
that?
A handy to complete on accident.
Wait, what did you
great
say?
Line that nobody heard.
No, I didn't. Say it again, Dutch.
Say it again. I didn't hear you. Oh, I actually legitimately didn't hear
him. Look at the drone dog in the chat.
Oh, my God. It's a pugacopter.
Someone has a pug attached to a fucking drone fucking helicopter.
So scared.
It's a helipug. That pug looks so happy.
What the fuck?
I'm so happy I Googled helidoctor.
Oh, my God. Oh, helidog.
Everywhere.
I get it.
I not want that.
I get it.
All right, Dutch, come on. What's going on, bud?
What's going on?
Come on. What do you want to talk about? We'll let you. I know you were scared, but don't worry.
I got nothing.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared, Joe.
It's all right.
Marital troubles.
Don't be scared, Scro. Fine. Then can I play something? Concord man.
I got no energy left.
Concord man arrested for not returning Freddy Got Fingered VHS rental.
Tonight, Channel 9 is digging deeper after we told you last night at 11 that a Concord man was arrested, even handcuffed, for not returning a VHS tape that he had rented more than a decade ago.
So we looked into the laws to find out how common a warrant like that is and how to know if there's one out against you. Eyewitness News reporter Blake Hansen went to local attorneys to get answers.
Yes, Scott, Erica, people have been almost universally surprised by this, but we found out this isn't the first time this has happened and probably won't be the last.
It's a news story in the United States.
The story we first reported last night made it to TV in Australia overnight, where Tom Green, the star of the movie Freddy Got Fingered, talked about a Concord man arrested for not returning a VHS of the movie.
And I think it's sort of an example of how, you know, bureaucracy can get out of control, right?
And James Myers, who was arrested after police discovered the warrant during a traffic stop, isn't the only person that's fallen into this. We found reports from 2014. The same thing happened to this South Carolina woman. The charges were later dropped.
This would be a case that you would dismiss.
So he was driving here. The cops pulled him over.
Here. Morning, Facebook. I did not feel like typing this entire story to y'all this morning, so I figured I'd just make a video. And honestly, you really can't make up what I'm about to tell you. So this morning I get stopped by Concord, North Carolina's finest, Concord Police Department. Two really nice officers. I won't say their names. They're cool. They were cool to me, so I'll omit their names. But pulls up behind me, hits the blue lights on the way to bring my daughter to school.
Is he taking a shit?
Comes up to the window. Hey, man, you got a brake light out. I'm like, no, I thought I just fixed it. Yada, yada. Can I see your license? Sure. Takes my driver's license back to his car and makes me sit there for about 20 minutes. Well, about a half hour, it seemed. He finally comes back and he's like, sir, can you step out of the car? And my daughter's in the back.
You never want to hear that, by the way. You never want to hear
it. I heard it once and never want to hear it again.
Seat like bug-eyed. You know, what's happening, daddy? Are they going to take you to jail for a bad brake light? You know, no.
By the way, he's chewing gum if he's making this video, which is really bothering me. If you're going to make the video, take the gum out for a second.
They're not going
to
take me.
He's starting to lose me.
Yeah.
So I'm asking him, you know, why do I need to get out, man? Like, just tell me. Like, what's the problem? Come on, sir. Well, it's easier to talk back here. So reluctantly, I complied because I wasn't doing anything wrong. I don't have any warrants or anything.
Can you fast forward?
Yeah. Anyway, they pulled him over. Because of the brake light.
Okay, so the cops weren't being dicks about it, but they were like, dude.
No, it wasn't the cops' fault.
You have a warrant, like that kind of thing, I'm assuming?
Yes, because he rented Freddy Got Fingered and 14 years ago.
He should have been arrested for that.
Blockbuster has the ability to put out warrants on people? How does that work?
It wasn't Blockbuster. It was another, like a local, J&J's video. And the place.
Hollywood.
J&J's video. But the place has already been closed for like 5 years. But the warrant must have been put out who knows how long ago. I guess no one ever had a reason to look for him, you know.
How many years ago? 20?
14.
God damn.
So
how does the statute of limitations work on video
collections,
rentals?
And the collections never makes it to them to then. I don't know how the law works. So somebody please help me out here. Like, how does you owe somebody money and then a warrant gets issued? How does it become a state affair?
I don't know. Apparently they could. I really don't. I don't understand that. I really don't.
I mean, like, if I owe a credit card debt for 10 years, they shouldn't be able to tell the state police, hey, this guy owes us money, arrest him.
I could play the rest of the news story. Maybe they say something about it.
Former Union County District Attorney John Snyder acknowledged it may seem absurd, but it's part of the legal process. The video store, now closed, took out the warrant in 2001. So when officers found it during the traffic stop, they are legally required to arrest.
The officers can't not.
But how can they take out a warrant? Like, how can.
Right, that's the thing.
Like, wouldn't a video. Wouldn't they say. I guess it's stealing technically, but At that point, wouldn't you just go, it's a fucking videotape. Who fucking cares?
Absurd, but it's part of the legal process. The video store, now closed, took out the warrant in 2001. So when officers found it during the traffic stop, they are legally required to arrest.
Okay,
the
hold officer- on. That makes sense, Royce. You just said a second ago. Technically, it's stealing, okay? So it's property, not right. You owe us money.
Correct.
Whereas, like, Blockbuster probably was just like, if you don't return the tape, then you bought the tape and you owe us $50 for the tape or whatever.
15, but yeah.
So they literally said, this is stolen property, and then they, okay.
In 2001, yeah.
Not arrest him.
Snyder says warrants for minor crimes came across his desk a lot as a prosecutor.
Snyder is a stealer.
Legally required to arrest.
The officers can't not arrest him.
Snyder says warrants for minor crimes came across his desk a lot as a prosecutor.
And then the video froze. Anyway, that's the basic just.
Okay, that makes sense because they said it was stolen property. And so they basically, wow, that's shitty.
But the company
at least
been,
he, at least now he owns Freddy Got Fingered on VHS, so that's his nice.
Guess. I guess so.
14 years ago
doesn't make any sense that the company's not even around anymore.
So what is he going to go up to them and hand them a 20 and say, "Here you go"?
No, like, it'll probably just get dropped. It will happen, I'm sure.
What was the last thing you guys stole?
Sherry's heart.
Aww. Nothing ever, because I don't do illegal things.
I stole a belly button ring once.
A what?
A belly button ring.
A what?
A belly button ring. You're only hurting yourself by asking me again and again.
I just want the listeners to know what I have to put up with on a weekly basis. So.
And then after I stole it, because I had lost it, I had just pierced my belly. And within like a week or two later, I lost the ring in my grandparents' shower drain when I was up at their cabin.
Do you think it like absorbed into your stomach or what happened?
Because I'm so fat. No, it just, the ball fell off and it fell out into the drain.
But she is.
So I went into the store. I put the belly, like took the ring, put it in my belly in the bathroom and walked out. And then within not even five minutes of driving, I got a speeding ticket for doing 50 and a 30 because I thought it was a 45.
Did they reclaim the belly button as stolen?
No, they didn't know. I just thought it was really bad karma. Actually, I think I was doing like 63 and a 45, but they're like, "Oh, we'll cut it back to 50 and a 45 for you." I was like, "Thanks."
Well, that's
my
nice.
Story. I don't steal since then.
I think the last major item
steal movies.
You stole movies.
Well, you steal movies, and I watch them.
Well, I mean, does pirating stuff count?
Yeah.
Then we don't do that.
Like an actual item, like actual like item that you walked into a store and then you walked out with that item without paying.
Why are you trying to get us to admit?
I plead the fifth.
7 years ago, stupid. How long?
Don't call
doing
me
this?
Stupid. You're stupid.
I'll admit to mine. It was a car battery.
Mine was a helicopter.
You stole a helicopter?
No, I just made that. I wanted to sound cool. Did it work?
We walked into a Walmart, and my buddy needed a car battery, so we came up with the idea that we would go get the car battery, you know, in a shopping cart, put it down, and then get like three huge bags of dog food with a tag sticking up, knowing that the clerk wouldn't want us to put them on the register. She would just kind of come around and like just scan the tags.
Oh,
and
God.
Then the
Royce
dog food
relate
was
to that.
The dog food was covering the battery. So then we went to like go pull it out, and we were going to like load it into the car, going, "Oh my God!" And then one of those security dudes, like you know the mall cop, Walmart security guys, came by, stops and jumps out, and is just like, "Have you guys seen a great tourist pull by here?" And we were like, "Yeah, it went that way." We thought we were caught, and then we just threw everything in the car, drove down to the next Walmart, returned the three bags of dog food, and we got a free car battery. $100 right there. Bam.
Not, when was this?
7 years ago.
Yeah, but like for real, though. Like how long ago?
Actually, 8 years ago. Now I'm thinking about it.
Oh, okay. So
9 years ago.
I'm not even joking. Like it was a
9 hours ago.
Oh,
I mean,
my
I,
God, 31. I, yeah.
I mean, do you count when you're in a self-checkout and you, like, don't scan one item?
You can't anymore because now the thing yells at you. I don't even put it in the bag.
You can't anymore.
It like weighs it, and if you don't even put it in the right spot, it yells at you.
I mean, you can with those, you can kind of play dumb and say, yeah. I don't know, it's just doing this thing, and the employees will usually key in a code, and it's
and there's
fine.
Like without actually checking. And I feel like, too yeah. guilty.
There's four employees hovering over you at all times.
No, there's
hey,
one.
Employee.
Last
that?
Time you did that, Mitch?
Not with that. I've never stolen anything from the self-checkout. But I did accidentally steal a copy of one of the Sopranos box sets because when I was in the Army, I was on like
an entire box set.
Yeah, yeah. I was on a DVD buying binge or whatever. So I went to Best Buy and I had a whole shitload of movies. I had like four Sopranos box sets and like Band of Brothers, whatever, all kinds of other movies. And the person checking me out didn't scan one of the box sets. And then I walked, I paid for everything and I walked out the door. And then the alarm went off. I'm like, I don't know. Here's my shit. And they checked my receipt. They're like, okay, you're good to go. And then later I got back and I checked my receipt. I'm like, oh, they didn't scan one of these box sets. And they were like $90 a piece or something at the time. God. So
I did the same thing with half of a bikini once.
Nice.
The old man didn't realize that you buy them in two pieces. And then I got in my car and I noticed. And I was like, technically it's not my fault. And I drove away.
I love how you had to convince yourself. I would have been like, nice, and left.
That's what I.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the store's mistake, that's not really stealing. That's a mistake. You weren't intending on taking it for yourself. They just didn't ring it up. That's not your fault.
I feel the exact same way.
Okay, now intentionally stealing. I used to steal shit all the time in the Army, but it wasn't for me. It was more of like, hey, we need this thing. You know, we need a gas can, another gas can for the truck or some shit like that. We don't want to go through supply because they don't have it or they're not going to give it to us in time. So we would just wait till it got dark out and go over to some other unit, vehicles and steal a gas tank from them or a gas can from them.
Well, that's still stealing, I guess, so that counts.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's survival, though. You guys.
It wasn't
are in
for personal gain.
Hell.
No, it wasn't for personal gain.
Yeah, you guys just—it's in hell, and you're trying to make hell work. So,
yeah,
I'm just more like for funsies.
I felt like I was stealing one time. The last time I was shopping, and I was in the clearance rack of Banana Republic, which is the most expensive ever like clothing casual line for females. And I found a skirt that was marked down from like $100 down to $17. And I was like, I have to buy this. That's too much discount for me not to buy it. And the sign out front said that it was 40% off the entire store. But I figured it wasn't true for the clearance rack because it usually never is. But the guy rung it up with the 40% discount. And I had like that shifty eye thing where like I'm like, don't say anything, don't say anything, don't say anything, don't say anything. Oh, shit, I just got this for like $10. So that was kind of awesome.
Yeah, like when we were at Branson, remember when we were at Branson, Mitch, and we were at Walmart?
That fucking...
How much you think it is, the extension cord is? I'm like, I don't know, like
$2?
$1? Yeah, that's right.
Joking. And he said, okay, and he rang it up, and he spelled extension wrong, which is the best part.
You spent so long looking for the X.
I know.
Like, and he's like... He's really close up to his keyboard, and he's like, E.
Oh, no.
And then he's moving his finger over the keyboard.
Every letter.
As he's going, and he eventually found the X, and then he's like,
I give up.
Shun.
I give up.
There was one time Mitch and I were at the store, and I was buying something, and they forgot to ring something up or whatever, and I was like, oh, no. It was like over a quarter. I was like, it's actually like 25 cents more. And then we went through a lot of effort for her to adjust the price for me to pay a quarter more because I felt so bad.
What are you, stupid?
I hate it every time there's no tag and they ask me, do you know how much this was? No, I don't fucking know. $2. Let's just say $2 always.
It's
the worst thing I hate was like when something doesn't scan and then the customer goes, oh, I guess it means it's free.
Yeah, because they never heard that joke before.
I hate it every time I'm buying something new and at the grocery store and the woman's like, is this any good? I'm like, bitch, I'm buying it right now. I haven't eaten it. I don't know. Hate that.
Fuck that. The
like, can you let me know if it's good? Like, yeah, I'll let you know exactly.
I had that exact same thing, Marie, because there's a grocery store over here, and there was this unibrow girl that worked at the cash register, and she kept telling me, blah, 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 is this chicken any good or something like that? I'm like, I don't know. It's fucking chicken. It all tastes the same.
And she's like a teenager.
Yeah, she's like a teenager. Yeah. I think she was hitting on me.
Oh, probably was.
That is funny. When people always ask you, like, is this any good? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I bought it because it was like buy one, get one. Have you never had fucking cornflakes before? Like, leave me the fuck alone. Or like the other day, like I go to Publix, which is our grocery store, and they have like a little deli subsection, right? And, you know, they have like any sub place, they have the foot long and then the 6-inch. Well, what people do is sometimes, and it's always at lunchtime when it's super busy, they'll go and it's cheaper. You save like a dollar if you buy a foot long, but then you split it with someone and then you make them make half of the foot long one way and half of it the other way, but they only charge you for 1 foot long. So then they go there to save a dollar. And instead of ordering 2 6-inch subs, go, I want a foot-long sub, but on the right hand of the sub, I want mayo, and on the left hand, I want mustard. And on this, just so they could save a dollar. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's
annoying.
If someone pulled that off in front of me, like if I was at
happens
Subway,
all the time.
I'd pants them.
Be like, you're a piece of shit. Like yeah. That's the kind of things I get because I get. Kelsey always yells at me about, like, I will sit there and have people dump shit on me all day and have no problem with it. And then it's the little things like what you just described that I snap about and I make a huge scene no matter where I am. I would make a scene if I saw that.
So this happens a lot. John, does it ever happen in your Publix where you have the people in front of you?
A lot?
Yeah. A lot. God. This is a lot because people are like, oh, no, I'll just get a foot long. But my husband, you know, I'm going to do the turkey sandwich. And on the right side of it, we're just going to do mustard. The left side, mayo. But on the right side, I want olive oil. The left side,
buy
I want.
Two, I'll buy the other half. Just fucking move it along,
thank
bitch.
Thank you.
What I would do.
Roy, something like that similar when I'm getting meat and cheese cut up at the deli. And someone is like sampling every single meat that's on display,
oh,
and then they don't
that.
Buy anything.
I hate that. I hate that. Can I try that ham? No, I don't like it. Can I try that
just
ham?
Just give me some fucking Black Forest ham, put it in a bag, and then I'm going to go to the checkout.
Is it really from a forest? I think I have to sample it. Let me try. Yeah, no, I don't think I like that one. Let me. Oh. Unsalted? I don't think I've ever had salted ham before. Let me try that. Okay. Oh, you know, I am just stuffed. Thank you very much.
Yes,
question.
Marie.
Has anyone ever gone to a Baskin Robbins, asked the person to sample every single ice cream and then just leave?
Yes!
No, we have gone to a Baskin Robbins and we said, we went
move.
To a Baskin Robbins and we started talking to them and they said, oh, we actually have a 32 flavors. And they went to the back and let us try like the flavor that they had in the back. Because, yeah, what was it? It was something terrible.
I don't know. Fart flavor?
Yeah.
Ew.
If they said that we have 32, your next thing should be prove it.
And they did. And they went back there and they let her taste the one they had in the back.
Yeah.
Give me all of them.
Start eating all of them. No, because some of them suck. Like rum raisin. Rum raisin shouldn't be ice cream. Rum raisin is garbage. It's horseshit. Do not put fucking raisins in my ice cream. I'm eating ice cream because I've given up on fucking fruits and vegetables. So just fucking give me what I want. Chocolate chips, crushed up cookies, crushed up candy bars. You throw that in my cake batter all day. But I'm not going to fucking sit here with fucking raisins or pistachios.
Oh, I love pistachio ice cream.
I never understood why pistachio ice cream had to be green.
Because pistachios are green.
It doesn't taste anything like pistachio.
No, it doesn't taste like pistachio at all. You're right, Dutch.
I love it.
At least the cookies and cream one tastes like Oreos.
I mistook it one time. I thought it was lime flavored ice cream, and it was awful.
How did you confuse pistachio?
Because they didn't have a sign in front of the ice cream when I was choosing. It's like when you go to like an ice cream truck and you're like picking the pictures. If they don't have the pictures, you can't decide on what ice cream you want.
It's very difficult.
I'm
just
big on
just give me a fucking Choco Taco. That's all I want.
Choco Taco, get out of here. No. Fucking give me a fucking Rocky Road.
Nah, man. Give me a fucking Screwball.
It's a drink.
No, it's not.
I like things that are caramel color, like caramel.
Or poop.
Pecan, praline,
Do you guys have any moose tracks?
Yeah. I think vanilla is just a great flavor.
I love it. It's my go-to.
Chocolate can suck my balls.
I'm lactarded now. I can't even enjoy it.
Hey, you know what the best way to eat sherbet is? Throw it away and buy ice cream. Don't fucking play with me.
Sherbet all the way.
Don't fucking play with me with sherbet.
It can be very refreshing when it's a hot summer day.
You know what else is refreshing? Cookies and cream ice cream, cookie dough ice cream. Just a nice swirl, chocolate vanilla swirl. I could go on all day. Sprinkles.
What toppings do you like on yours? Gummy bears.
If it's
I love
plain,
gummy bears
okay.
On ice cream.
Hold on.
No, because they get cold and then they get hard.
It's
true. Yeah,
I agree.
Suck on them and they eventually melt in your mouth.
No. No, you're giving blowjobs to gummy bears. I ain't doing that shit. I don't want. No, you're right. They do. I like to, like if I go to like a Cold Stones. You mean what?
Are
toppings?
We really just gonna go over talking about your ice cream flavors that you like?
Yes. Okay.
Well.
Birthday cake remix.
Really, we're just gonna talk
all
about ice cream.
Day. At birthday. Shut up! I can do what I want.
It's after midnight, and
we
just
don't let it all hang
you
out.
Just want to talk about flavors of ice cream.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking stuff.
Yes.
Why don't you talk about Saved by the Bell and ice cream together?
Oh, okay. So there was this one episode of Saved by the Bell at the Max when Zach and Kelly were sharing a sundae.
I'm going to bed.
And all right. Why don't we wrap up for Marie?
Okay. I pulled up, didn't pull up.
Oh, fuck.
So just do it a cappella.
Okay. Rock a cappella.
Whatever.
A cappella.
I don't know what song you're trying to pull up. You can pull up any song. You can pull whatever you like.
You like.
You like.
There we go.
You got it?
The greatest gay song ever.
Meet me at the ice cream.
Anyways, Mitch, why better?
I am better than you because I chose the best person in the world to marry me who says bye.
Ew.
I hate you. Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because I'm about to go to bed so I don't get bags under my eyes.
Bags.
You said it right. Bags. Cakes, bags. Way better.
Bags. I'm better than you because I have a Sub-Zero refrigerated system.
Yup.
Marie.
It wins. I am better than you because I can post one picture of me in a top and get more likes than anything Royce thinks about.
Royce.
I'm better than you because I have a friend named Becky, the Sub-Zero Sanzari.
And I am better than you because...
Lily legs, Lily, really.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week here on Dutch and Royce. Don't forget to listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow. Anything else, you guys?
No, I think that is it. Mark will be joining us tomorrow at Rampcat because
Markles?
He has a new show on the station, the Untitled Movie Podcast.
Rammy!
He should probably title it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is a title.
The Untitled thing, like that can last for maybe 2 weeks and then it just gets douchey if he doesn't.
Well, yeah, he is looking for a real title.
So you can all right, you guys. That. See you guys next week. Dutch and Royce.
I'll buy you an ice cream. I can test on my luck. You can play on my team. Let's do the banana split on the dance floor. Got it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Give me some more. Okay. Relax, take it easy. Check it when you see me. I'm chilling with a nice tea. Watermelon, icy. Relax, take it easy.